We are Commanderin. Yeah!
Commanderin!
Yeah!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first preview week for Shadows Over Innistrad. Let's get right into it. Here's Nate with the previews.
Spoiler alert!
Hey, we got some Shadows Over Innistrad new card spoilers. What do we got here? Thing in the Ice, 1 and a blue, creature horror, 0/4, defender. Thing in the Ice enters the battlefield with 4 ice counters on it, so it sits there for a while. And whenever you cast an instant or sorcery spell, remove an ice counter from Thing in the Ice. If it has no ice counters on it, transform it. Reminds me of Dark Depths. What does it transform into? Awoken Horror. Wake up. Creature Kraken Horror. 7/8. That's pretty nice. When this creature transforms into Awoken Horror, return all non-horror creatures to their owner's hands. So you get like a, wow. It's like a whelming wave for horrors. All right, I'll take that. Elusive Tormentor, 2 black-black, creature, vampire wizard, 4/4. If you pay 1 and you discard a card, transform Elusive Tormentor into Insidious Mist. Creature, elemental, 0/1, hexproof, indestructible. Insidious Mist can't block and can't be blocked. Whenever Insidious Mist attacks and isn't blocked, you may pay 2 and a black. If you do, transform it back into the Elusive Tormentor. So you declare your attack step, they declare blockers, Insidious Mist gets through, and that's when you pay your 2 and a black and punch them in the face for 4 points. Hinterland Logger, 1 and a green, creature human werewolf, 2/1. At the beginning of each upkeep, if no spells were cast last turn, transform Hinterland Logger into Timber Shredder. Creature werewolf, 4/2, trample. At the beginning of each upkeep, if a player cast 2 or more spells last turn, transform Timber Shredder. Rawr.
Welcome to Flight Moon Silver. This is your Reaper speaking. It's a 72 degrees, and we will be landing ETA 30 minutes. Thank you for choosing Moon Silver Airlines.
Reaper of Flight Moon Silver, 3 white-white, creature angel, 3/3, flying. Delirium, sacrifice another creature. Reaper of Flight Moon Silver, not Sliver, Silver, gets +2/+1 until end of turn. Activate this ability only if there are 4 or more card types among cards in your graveyard. Next is Throbbing Inspector. Oh, wait. Am I pronouncing that wrong? No. Well, anyway. Throbbing Inspector. Single white, creature human soldier, 1/2. When Throbbing Inspector enters the battlefield, investigate, you get a free clue.
Just the Wind.
It's Just the Wind. 1 and a blue, instant. Return target creature to its owner's hand. And Madness. If you discard this card, discard it into exile. When you do, cast it for a single blue, or put it into your graveyard. Farbog Revenant. 2 and a black, creature spirit, 1/3. It's got Skulk, which means this creature can't be blocked by creatures with greater power. And it's got lifelink, so that's handy. Ravenous Bloodseeker, 1 and a red. Creature, vampire, berserker, 1/3. Discard a card. Ravenous Bloodseeker gets +2/-2 until end of turn. Clip Wings, 1 and a green, instant. Each opponent sacrifices a creature with flying. So if you got angels across the table from you, this might be useful. Soul Swallower, 2 green-green, creature worm. It's a 3/3 with trample. Delirium, if you got 4 card types, put 3+1/+1 counters on Soul Swallower, and that's at the beginning of your upkeep. Oh yeah, and that's on every one of your turns, huh? Magnifying Glass. Artifact for 3. And you tap it, you can add a colorless to your mana pool. Or, if you pay 4 and tap it, investigate. So you can tap it for mana or generate clues. And now we have a land, Warped Landscape. Tap it, add colorless to your mana pool. Or you pay 2 mana and you tap it and sacrifice this Warped Landscape to search your library for a basic land card and put it onto the battlefield tapped. And I think that's all of them. Okie doke.
We hope you enjoyed Nate reviewing these cards. We'll try to release one of these every day during the preview weeks. Let us know if you agree or disagree with our assessments by writing to cast@commanderandmtg.com. We'd also really appreciate it if you gave us a 5-star rating on iTunes, followed us on Twitter, or visited our Facebook page, or maybe told us you want to hear even more Commanderin by donating to us at our Patreon. The new button is on our page at commanderinmtg.com, or you can go to Patreon and search for Commanderin MTG Podcast. While you're at it, be sure to tune into the Command Zone. The episode this week, their episode 99, features me, Phil DeLuca, and Andy Hull from Commander's Brew. We talk about a wide variety of topics, and yes, we're in the 99 of the Command Zone. It was an awesome show, incredible fun to record, and we hope you enjoy it. Once again, as Sean would say, and that's our show. Yeah!